Can't Beat Raven.
1900 is the cash jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. All right, Adam, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room for us?
You got it. Good luck, Adam.
All right, Adam, he's going to walk out of here. That big door is going to shut. There it is. We're in a soundproof room. He cannot hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer them. Then I'll bring Raven back into the room and ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. Number 1, a Clueless sequel TV series is in the works with Alicia Silverstone returning as Cher. What famous phrase does Cher give to reject a guy at a party?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Number 2, Cheryl Lee Ralph says it's never too late to make it as she accepted her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She was the original Dreamgirls on Broadway and currently stars on what sitcom?
I have no idea.
All right, that's okay. Number 3. Katy Perry reportedly won't be returning to American Idol after exiting the singing competition last year. She was on the Blue Origin flight to space. Who owns Blue Origin?
Elon Musk.
Okay. Number 4. Drake has taken action to continue his lawsuit against Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl performance that was orchestrated to assassinate Drake's image. Drake is from the 6. Which Canadian city is that?
Toronto.
And number 5. Actor Josh Duhamel made headlines when he revealed that he and his family left Los Angeles to live off the grid deep in the woods in Minnesota. How do you spell Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Okay. We're going to bring Raven back in.
Yep.
He got 1 right.
1 right. Okay, maybe they're really hard. Let's see how I do, Adam.
All right, we'll see.
Come on, Raven. You're going 0 for today.
Yeah. We'll see.
Number 1, a Clueless sequel TV series is in the works for Alicia Silverstone, and she'll be returning as Cher. What famous phrase does Cher give to reject a guy at a party?
As if.
Ugh, as if, correct. Cheryl Lee Ralph says it's never too late to make it as she accepted her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She was the original Dreamgirls on Broadway and currently stars in what sitcom?
She's on Abbott Elementary.
Correct.
Sorry, man.
Number 3. Katy Perry reportedly won't be returning to American Idol after exiting the singing competition last year. She was on the Blue Origin flight to space. Who owns Blue Origin?
Jeff Bezos.
Correct.
You know, here's the thing, though, and I'm just going to say it. It's girl-on-girl hate, which is what I don't understand.
Which I don't like.
Guys are sitting out. Like, we have zero opinion. What do we care? Every spaceship, you know, launch with Blue Origin has been a PR thing. So what's the problem?
It's kind of sad it's going that way.
Also, when you ask one Olivia Munn, you don't have to ask Olivia Wilde. Why do they always ask the two Olivias their opinion? It doesn't make any sense to me. Because they get them confused, I think, all people in general.
All right, number 4. Drake has taken action to continue his lawsuit against Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl performance that was, quote-unquote, orchestrated to assassinate Drake's image.
Mm-hmm.
Drake is from the 6th. Which Canadian city is that?
It's Montreal, right?
Toronto.
Oh, well, so sorry.
All right, number 5. Actor Josh Duhamel made headlines when he revealed that he and his family left Los Angeles to live off the grid deep in the woods in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell Minnesota?
Minnesota.
That's correct.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Adam. He beat you 4-1 today.
Adam, which one did you get right?
Nice job. I got Toronto, eh?
He got Toronto.
My father's from Canada, so he would at least he'd be proud of me of that one, right? It's Adam, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time, man. We're going to send you a shirt. Enjoy it. $2,000 the jackpot tomorrow, Julie.